Warning, this podcast is not for everyone. We reserve the right to use rude language, call football soccer, and use a mixture of sports culture and nerd references. Welcome to Sports Oddity. I'm your host, Kurt Duncan, coming to you from the Ridgecloth Studios in St. Louis, Missouri. First things first, Sports Oddity is going to be a podcast about explaining the weird things in sports. Back when I got into soccer in 2002, there were very few websites to help explain the game to me. I was used to American sports, and some parts of soccer were baffling to say the least, so I thought maybe I could help people to understand who are looking for some help on figuring out a game or just understanding a rule they never really got. With that, let's segue into today's topic. Here in St. Louis, we have a USL team starting up this spring. USL is arguably the second league in soccer in America. Think of it as AAA ball in baseball or the AHL in hockey, if you're not familiar with soccer. St. Louis FC, the Fighting Chupacabras, will get to compete in the US Open Cup. This announcement didn't get a lot of news here in St. Louis, but it got me thinking about what it would look like if one of our Big Four leagues used this system rather than the playoff system. For this explanation, I'm going to use the DFB Cup from Germany as an example. It's fine if you don't follow German soccer or soccer in general. I'm using them because their tournament has 64 teams involved, which makes for a more balanced knockout tournament. We'll also be using the NHL to show how this would look over here. If you prefer baseball, use MLB and the AAA affiliates. If you prefer football, I'd suggest the NFL and 32 colleges you want to use. The first problem you might notice is the NHL only has 30 teams, and the AHL only has 30 affiliates, so we're 4 teams short. Fear not, Sports Oddity is proud to announce 2 new expansion teams and their affiliates.
Warning, Sports Oddity is in no way affiliated with the NHL, and we cannot promise your town an expansion team.
First up, the Kansas City Kaisers and their AHL team, the Blue Spring Scouts. Then, the Seattle Talon Flames and their AHL affiliate, the Redmond Fletchlings. These 2 new NHL teams will go to the Western Conference to balance the teams between East and West. The Kaisers will join the Central Division, and the Pacific will get the Talon Flames. With all of that out of the way, on to the Cup Tournament. In the first round, every NHL team will face an AHL affiliate, but it can't play their own affiliate. The DFB Cup doesn't actually allow reserve sides to play in the Cup anymore, but it'll work for our example today. The first round will be hosted by the AHL affiliates, and they will rake in all the money from the door and concessions. This is done by the DFB and pretty much ensures that even if the lower level clubs get knocked out in the first round, they still make a good payday off the game. Oh, by the way, the payday for the first round if you win in the DFB Cup is 100,000 euros. Yeah, I bet the Open Cup wishes it had that kind of money. Keep in mind, this game is also not a playoff series, it's one game. If you have an off night, or if the puck doesn't bounce the right way, you could be out in the first round. And as with the DFB Cup, this first round will actually happen during the preseason. Do you see how early round spoilers can happen in these tournaments? In the second round, the affiliates still get home ice advantage, but if 2 NHL teams are drawn against each other, it is hosted at the first drawn team's house, which is a way harder sentence to say than you'd think. Each round, the pool is cut in half. By the third round, the first drawn team is the host, and this will continue until the sixth round or final, which is held after the end of the season. I'll post a mock draw of the first round after this goes up, along with some links to hopefully round out what I'm trying to say here. Now, do I expect the NHL to adopt this? No, I doubt the NHL has any reason to abandon their current playoff model. More, this is just an example to show how different the two systems are. We have our first listener question sent in by Sauerkraut, who asks, how many more points would the Blues have if NHL games ended after 40 minutes? I'm guessing this has something to do with the Blues losing in the third period to the Wild last Saturday. Well, after crunching the numbers, the Blues would have two more points through March 16th, but that would require them to keep up the 75% win ratio they have in shootouts. Plus, they would be gifting a lot of more points to teams they played with an extra point due to the ties. So, I don't know that it would help the Blues at all, really, if there were only two periods. Hope this helps, Sauerkraut. If you have a question, please feel free to send it to asportsoddity@gmail.com or at asportsoddity on Twitter. There are no underscores or symbols, spaces at all, so hopefully that'll keep it easy on you guys. Well, I think that's it for our first episode. Our theme music was made by Steve Combs and is called Left of Center from the album Healthy Eating and You. We don't have a sponsor, but you should check out BundesligaFanatic.com for the best English language source of everything in German soccer. There will be a link for both of these. We should be back soon with a longer episode and hopefully a guest or two. In the meantime, have an odd day.